I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Oz, what was Big Brother 23 to you? How would you describe it in your words?
Big Brother 23 was putting others in front of yourself. I came in the house with a plan. I was going to start a female alliance. I was going to find the Codys. I was going to find the Derricks. And I was going to make sure to grab them by the balls and make sure we did not get to final two. Ooh. That was my goal. Came in with the Kingslayers. And then I met 5 specific individuals whom we all felt we were going to have each other's back. And what I felt was going to be an agreement very quickly evolved into an entire strategy, making sure to put other people's game before yourselves. That's what I have to say this season ended up being about. What was weird is I live my life by the following words. You haven't started living until you start living for others. I thought I could not do that here in the Big Brother house. But what was weird was how I got to final three was by doing that exact thing. So it was a very humbling season. Awesome. And I'm so happy to take part in it.
Well, I'm glad you said that. You know, I'm glad you came right out guns blazing and said, listen, I went in there to try to find the Cody and Derricks and grab them by the balls, because that's actually what my next question is going to segue. Because guess what? Me and Cody are now officially your big brothers, right? So we gotta ask you those tough questions.
Right.
You said you were going in there to grab these guys by the balls, and yet you won HOH and you had Kylan and Xavier, who are kind of similar to me and Cody. Yep. And you went after Hannah. Azza, why did you do it?
I did, and I felt so bad because she reminded me of my little sister. Oh. But I had in week 7, I was already starting to thinking of my position once we got to 6 and where I would be. I knew that Kylan was probably going to come for me, and I needed to make sure to surround myself with people whom I could take to final three. Now, Tiffany and Hannah were very close, and I knew I couldn't get in that way. But I knew I had a very close relationship with Big D, and I knew that X had shown himself throughout the season to be one that puts the alliance before him. So I approached the final three with them. It was strategy on my part. And with that final three, right before the 6, Kylan comes to me and tells me, I'm not going to come after you. Can you not come after me 5? And can we have a ceasefire till final 4? You never say no to deal. I said yes. Unfortunately, end up winning HOH final 5. And Hannah was the only person in that house I did not make a deal with. And unfortunately, she had to be my target. I never wanted to be the person that on my first HOH, someone coming in wanting to work with girls, take a sister out. But I had to do it because I felt it was best for my game. And it is what got me to the final 3.
Hey, listen, I think the answer that you just gave right there was so insightful because it shows that you did have a big grasp. And I got to be honest with you, we were watching it and we were like, Azza, why would you take out Hannah? But you did have a grasp and you did have a plan. And so I love that answer because it gives us a little bit of insight into what you were going through on a deeper level. And so I love that answer and I respect it because, hey, everybody is a Monday morning quarterback when they're watching people playing Big Brother. And you did get to the final three and you were one question away. You were right there. And so you did a great job. We were so impressed by you in that final competition too. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Question number 3. This is, you know, it's a little deep. We watched how it kind of played out this week between you and Derek F, and you guys were super, super close, right? So it was a lot. It was a little rough. So what do you think your relationship is going to be like with Derek F now that the game is done and you guys are outside of the house?
Outside the house, most definitely. On a personal level, Big D is still my best friend. I have been one, I've had my ups and downs with Kylan. I've had my ups and downs with Tiffany in the house as well. But I've always been able to separate that. I know that in this house with the pressure cooker environment that is, it's a game. So outside this house, I'm always going to be, that's still my best friend in and outside this house. At the time, I felt like I'd need to do what what I felt was necessary, which at first I said, okay, you're free to have your opinion when he said some things about me. But then I stood up for myself because I knew my value. I knew what I contributed to this game. And I knew every single member in the six that got to six wasn't carried by one person or another. They all brought their own piece to the pie, piece to the puzzle.
Totally. You got it. You nailed it. Okay. There was something that was shown on the show, the live show. You might have seen this. Little altercation between Kylan and Xavier, and we all got to see it. And I can tell you right now, I was on my toes. I didn't know what was going to go down, but no one had a better seat than you. What was your perspective on it? What'd you take away from that? Who'd you think was in the right? What was your feelings on that whole thing? Because I know it was scary for you.
Yeah, I. So when it happened, I heard wrong. I thought, because he said, I thought I heard Kovu, which is X's cat. X has a cat named Kovu. Okay. So I was like, oh, he's talking about his cat. Cool. And then X was like, you talking about my nephew? I was like, right. Oh, I don't know what was said or what was heard. But one thing I've always learned is when men's have their little thing, mind your business. So I sat like this, ate my popcorn, you know, mind my business. My job was to stay and look pretty. And that's what I did.
You are such a sweetheart. Like, you are absolutely incredible.
No, it was, we knew it was getting tense. We were looking at it. We were like, where is this going to go? How long Big Brother is going to let it happen for? Yeah. But glad it all worked out. Glad everyone was safe for sure.
Yeah. So there was another thing that we were seeing a lot of. We saw a lot more of it in the final three. It was a lot of cuddling between you and Xavier. What is the word? Because I mean, listen, we've all been in the house. On my first season, I was single. So I knew I liked that companionship.
You had a couple cuddle sessions?
Quite a few. Okay. Quite a few. My second time, obviously, in a relationship, no cuddling at all. So what was that with Xavier? What are we talking about here?
Well, okay, so I came in the house and I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I told people before coming in the house, I said, no penis, not happening, not going to happen. Nope. No showmances, no nothing, no. So I knew what I came in when I came in the house. Now, Xavier had the same idea, actually. He was focused on the prize. He was focused on that. I think we definitely have a natural attraction to each other, but we always still wanted to make sure that... we wanted to play this game as best as we could. At final three, I mean, there's not much to do. So yeah we did cuddle.
It's nice. You know? It feels good.
It feels good.
Yes.
It feels good. And Xavier's a great guy and a very good looking guy as well too.
Doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt at all. You know, doesn't hurt at all. So I actually am known in the house to be a cuddler for the streets. I called Big D my chocolate cloud. I cuddled with him. I cuddled with DX before he left. I cuddled on and off with X too. So I am an equal opportunity cuddler.
Girl, but yes. Preach it. Because I was an equal opportunity cuddler as well. Okay, so I love you even more for that. And I appreciate you for that.
I am. Big D just didn't really want to cuddle with me in the last 7 days. So I was like, all right, I don't got my chocolate cloud. I'm going to go to my chocolate tree.
Well, listen, we got one final thing for you. We're going to get away from the game for a second because although you didn't win tonight, you are a winner because you may not know it yet, but what you and the cookout accomplished this season is historic. It's never been done before. And I'm not talking about the cause that you had. I'm talking strictly about numbers. No alliance has ever got together on day one, a six-person alliance, and said, we're going to get to the final six and been able to accomplish it. Mm-hmm. Besides what you guys accomplished as a mission, as a Black woman, that in and of itself is historic. But also from a game perspective, Cody and I have both said the cookout is now the greatest alliance of all time. What is your takeaway from this season? I know it's a lot, but you in this first, you know, hour of being off the show, what do you think you're going to take away from this season as you being Azza?
I first just want to say that I can't believe that I got to take a part in this. That's one thing. The other thing I have to say is, it's very easy to be a backseat driver watching Big Brother. I can watch and I'm like, oh my gosh, why shouldn't she do this? Why didn't she do this? Of course I'm going to lie. Of course I'm going to backstab. But when you come in this game, they call it a game of chess, but instead the players are actual human emotions and faces. And it was just so difficult for me to manipulate and do all of that. It was just so difficult. And I adjusted my gameplay and decided to strategically give a transparent gameplay, was just being honest, letting people know whether they're my target or not, letting people know where I lied. where I lied in the house. I'm very happy that I can take away from this that I played a genuine game. I played a game that was transparent. People always knew, you know, what to come from of me. And still with that transparent game, I still was part of the most covert alliance in Big Brother history. I'm happy that I might not have been the complete social queen or the master manipulator or the competitive threat, but I was my genuine self. And in my genuine self, I got to final three and almost got in those final two chairs. And it just goes to show you that any single type of person can win Big Brother. Last thing I'm going to say, it's a letter that my dad gave me this. My dad wrote this to me in my HOH. He said that the race is not for the swift, nor is the battle for the strong, but time and chance happens to all. So I'm happy that I might not have been the best or the first in many things, but this chance was still given to me, a girl in Maryland, and I got in this house just by being my genuine self. And I'm very proud of myself for that.
Oh, as you should be. As you should be. Very well said. Azza, you're an amazing person. You represented you and yourself very well. Mm-hmm. We're happy to welcome you to the BB family. Thank you for joining us here on the Winner's Circle. Enjoy the rest of your night and enjoy getting back to your family and your loved ones. Congratulations.
Thank you. Such a pleasure, Cody. Such a pleasure, Derek.
Yeah. Great. Take care, Azza.